Chazar HaBurah, Chukos HaPeres. Chara brings down Reish Beis Sif Aleph in terms of what bracha one makes on fruit. So, on fruits, one makes Bari Priya Eitz, besides Yayin, which one goes ahead and makes Bari Priya Gofen. What is the Maila of Yayin? The Mar brings down that Yayin is a Shtani L'Yuya, it changes, and it's Soyin, and it's Sameach. Mar throws a lot of various svaras why wine has a Chashivas. The Maskana, what do you need? Kipshutai would come out, the fact that it's Soyin is enough, that would sound like. There are some, we suppose Machlekes Rabbein Yayin and Rosh, in the Chazon Gemara, Chur Soyin should be the Mechayev, and Maisa, are some Rishonim say you have to have Soyin and Sameach, and Maisa, the Mishneh Berurah, in Sifkat, Abayz says Meishu soid alev samchay kavle bracha b'fnei atzmai. The mile is that it's soid samech, and therefore it gets a bracha b'fnei atzmai. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is we're gonna have to discuss benegaya if you need soid samech. Let's say a situation where it's not going to be soid and misamech. If it's not misamech, like grape juice, the shaila is does it get its bracha or does not, or doesn't get its bracha. Now, the Beis brings out this thing, Yang Magisa is like a sweet wine, that would be by Agafen, and it brings out the Rupi, that's something which Juan goes ahead and makes a Shahako. The Shaila is, what's this Rupi? What exactly is it that you make a Shahako? So the different Ma'alchem in the Achreinim, and that would be a Nafkamina in terms of Kipshutai, could be a Nafkamina in terms of grape juice. So one Mahalik in the Rupi is they put in some like offer or something, and now it can't ferment. Being that it can't ferment, it's not really. it's not right to make a yayin. So therefore, I think that's not right to make a yayin. So therefore, it doesn't get the, it's not able to be misaneach. And therefore, that's the reason why it's not going to be hagafen. There's another mahalach, is that it's something which like they cook up and they make it into paste and it's frozen and they make it into a whole shini tzur of it. And then they cook it up and it's like they put a lot of things into it. So being like there's a shini to it, so therefore that's the reason why it's gonna, that's the reason why it's gonna lose. That's the reason why it's going to lose this bracha. So it comes to grape juice. So we're talking about old-time grape juice. Old-time grape juice that they put something in it that is not able to, that's not able to, it's not able to, it's not able to ferment. So Zakhtar Ve'yashiv, he held those duyma to the Zana Rupi that's not able to be ferment. And being that's not able to ferment, so therefore the lock is that it's going to be shahakal, it's not going to be agaf. So the two Nidonim two conditional copy the thing of grape juice. Number one is they have to have a sameach, which said bite of Italian machlekes rishonim. And then the second chiddush is that mechid yisach goes more in the halach that the yain arupi is because they made a whole shinei tzura to it, put other things into it, and they like, and if all things change. Mashenk and grape juice, nothing changed, that would not be doima to yain arupi. So because when it comes to grape juice, basically, the svar to be machmir is that it can't ferment, and you need sameach. The svar to make is to say it's not duima to the case of the Beis Yosef, because there's a whole shinei tzur to it. It's not just, you need two things, that you change it, make a whole shinei to it, and also that it can't ferment. That's the Mechitz Yislach's taina. So the Zalman's taina is that Yesh Lechalik, in the case of the Beis Yosef, which was never able at a time and a process which is able to come yayin, or grape juice of chal Hashem yayin, and then afterwards you go ahead and stop it. You change it. So in the case where you go ahead and change it and you stop it, over there, that scenario goes ahead and loses bracha. Mashenkein, if it never ever had it, Mashenkein, if it had it, and you do a shini to it, it won't lose this chal Hashem yayin, and therefore it will keep the Hashem yayin. The Shem Levi has like more zayt to the shtickle of the whole sugar is having not kapi chos bracha, it's not kapi nesachem. So what's the lach on the maisa? Our grape juice, the mitzias is minishvi that they are able to ferment as man the way they make it. Guess what? Our grape juice, the mitzias is that it is able to ferment, and being that it's able to ferment, so therefore the halach is that you won't even have that taina of Rav Yashar, because my assumption says nowadays it is able to ferment. Now we make it out of concentrate. So over there, what they do is they take the wine or the grape juice and make it like a paste, and then afterwards you go ahead and you put a lot of water into it, and comes back to life and comes back to wine. Nechiklu la'achrinim in terms of when you put it back to what's going to lach over there. Shema Zalman, the Otzion says that it's both of the shame yain when they made it to that pace, and that they put in a lot of water, and the water is the ikker, and therefore they held it chay gam the shahakal and the avidvari. Mechizizak and that shuvah ches yedalad, he had some limudis chusim to go ahead and make it into hagafen. So we get to just divide up all in grape juices. Our grape juice could be prepared by hagafen. Why? Because it's chalash shem yayin, or because they are able to really ferment. The concentrate stuff is very not pashut. I could there'll be more excited shakan hivari. Now the achrinim have a chiddush, somewhat of a chiddush. I want to say that the shir meziga by wine is either rive or it's 1-4, 1-6, especially in Rish Dalet, exactly the shir meziga. Many of the places came from Shem Zalman, Ravi Asher, they want to say that the shir meziga was something which is dafke by wine. Wine is very strong. Already, the place was discussed that our wines aren't as strong. Maybe the shir meziga, is going to be different. Therefore, they want to say grape juice is very weak. It's very weak. Over there, there is no shirmaziga. And being that there is no shirmaziga, so therefore, if you put a little water into your grape juice, it loses its bracha, it's very negay. You make a kiddush, you want to fill up the case. So, if you don't have a full cup of grape juice, so you go ahead and put in water, these places are saying, you lost your agafen, you made an oisiyayin.
Ice cube?
One second?
Ice cube would be the same then?
Yeah, it's water. Same.
Before it melts,
maybe it won't be a problem. It didn't dilute yet. If you do a mamish right away, you know, but once it starts melting, it's going to be the problem. Pashas, that's a very big chiddush. And if it tastes like yayin, that it still has a grape juice taste a little bit, it's not going to make a difference. And if you put a significant amount, then that for sure will take away the actual taste of it, and therefore be shahako. But a little bit would not be so much of a problem. Our Kuber spoke about the kedem grape juices, some pour water, some don't pour water. Over there, he said the mitzias is that the water is just, they only add in water to get the same taste. There was, sometimes the grapes are stronger, sometimes it's weaker, sometimes it's sweeter, or, you know, explaining that against process. So therefore, being that they're just trying to get the same taste, so therefore that's something which would still blive Goffin. The other brands, they have like a 70% or something. So I never tasted it, but I understand it's pretty watered down, right? No? Yeah, they're like a 70%. They have like light or something. So if somebody could, maybe we should just taste it and see what it tastes like, but it's very talking about bisha hakol. I don't know, I have to see how it tastes. If it has like a very watery taste, anyone taste it? Anyone can help me out somewhere? What?
Kedem makes light.
A light, yeah. So like, what does it taste like?
Grape juice. Like,
it's like, is it very light or has a... What?
Compared to
no, I'm saying the erect is in the stomach that make it a way that still is a lighter. Okay, just, okay, you have to know. But you have to know. But like, halacha ma'aseh, you have to know. Don't, this is a negate to you. Don't add too much water to your grape juice. Because you claim it. It's much better to adding wine. You know, adding wine if you're adding wine if you're short. And that's the tack of these days. You want to add ice cube and just do it quickly. If, you know, like this, it gets filled up. It's filled up, not filled up with wine. Like, well, yeah, it's quite small. Yeah, it's because it's quite small. And the lechar. Now, I'm going to get ices, there's a whole not close again. I'm going to get grape juice ices. The Svara to set. Wine ice?
Yeah,
Bartanura.
Bartanura makes now.
Wine ices?
Yeah.
Who's it for? What age group? So that is a big nidin amongst the place. And basically, the Shaila is a Sheva Levi and Mechasisak are noted to say that. That's called a Shinoi. And the only Hashem Yayin calls mine. It's. In the wine form, and once you make a shinoi, it comes ice wine, and therefore ice grape juice, and therefore it's going to be shahakon nebidvari. Sadach we saw prima gadim, which had a suffix, is that a governor ate? Not sure, but like, he didn't think it was ice pre, and his suffix was it's a governor ate. Kavachaim brings mentions that. We now b'shem, which we saw before, b'shem Moshe Feinstein and Shmuel Zalman, both I saw. That that they both held that it keeps its bracha and it'll still be so brought down in the safer Shari Bracha. So just look at right point on the way in. He brings down from, I mean, not great Makaris, Bishem of Shem Zaman, some safer Leila Yuba, something like that. And Mason, some, oh, that I've had some safer, would say that it's not considered Stan and it would still be considered by Priyagathan. I mean, might as well have a prima gadda, and prima gadda seems to say it's a super good as a guffin or eight, since I shall go. It seems that all that's not, you know, doesn't lose its bracha and doesn't come ice pre. I think out loud, like, why would it not be ice pre? Ices you buy like in the store, those are for sure a shackle, right?
That's not. With the wine
it's like no grape in it, right? They put a little, it's whatever. It's like food chemicals and that's nothing to talk about. It's the time grape. We're talking about over here, if you have the you take your house, each take some grape juice, you put a little stick into it, and you put it into the freezer. Now the shaila is the fact that you froze it, does that make it always grape juice? Or it still has a shame, shame grape. Which says it loses the chashivas of yayin when it's not in liquid form. It's the bad. Some wine, if you make it eight, I forgot to mention that. But if you make it eight, it's eight. Right? It's bad. It's eight. No, but shtani l'yuda. Now I lost the shtani l'yuda because it's not in the form of yayin. So we just go back to the eight. So that's the suffix of the prima gadim. Right? There's the third side to say shtani l'legamri that it should be shehakol.
Nice.
Yeah, but like the like we have a sugar from Chalikis. Hey, it's a dama shakal. Even though maybe it should be like that, but maybe it's shakal because you know your value is going to be yitzah. The reason why it's different than sugar is because sugar we have rishonim, right? You say shakal. You know, and you know we have Rambam. We have rishonim was saying shakal. Over here is just we don't have any. We don't have anyone from before prima gadim, which seemed to say eitz or hagafen. I would be more noita to Goffin. Just, you know, it seems definitely if you wouldn't know anything, you just say you take it, you freeze it. Why should lose his bracha? So what's the svar that she loses bracha? Because it's frozen. Let's chashiva. I mean, what was Rufi? Is it the right? Is it the right Rufi? So there we said that was a shadow. Do you need two svaras? What? That's different, yeah, that's different. I'm saying just the Nikkish way. Shalevi, if I remember correctly, it wasn't down with anything, right? It just says like, right? And Shuvi didn't, you know, go masses for it. The side is like the Rufi, which is totally right, and the Brigi Yosef, and the whatever. So if, well? Right, so Kasi says not doing it to that, because over there, originally, a Rufi was something we said before, like it was never Chal Shem wine. It was meant for that, and therefore it was never Chal. Over here, it was Chal Shem wine. Now you're doing a shinoi to go ahead and change it. Now that's what the Shevi Kasi wants to say, why it's going to be different. And then he wants to say that's the chat in the pre-Megadim. Fine. It's a base. No. More like pre-Megadim. It's a base. Boiser. So we have boiser, we have fruit, which is, come on, the clock. Oh, chouch. Okay, boiser. So the more, the boiser, it's like, boiser comes when doesn't get to pull off on. You make boi peri adama. If it gets plug. When it gets to Machar Pinsan, it gets to 11, then you make Boi Pri 8. Since we all know, therefore you should make Boi Pri Adam. So, in terms of when the Boiser is going to be a Shear, so the Machar is going that together is going to be, it's considered, that it's going to be, that you go with Boi Pri Adam. Other Paris, where do you go? You're going to be Shear Tziu, you make 8, and before that, you do not make it. The goin is chelik on the gather, and he says the gather davar here is that it's not telling in the gadar like which the chayav brings down, and the gather davar is going to be telling oinus amaisrus. If it's before oinus amaisrus, then it doesn't get its bracha. Once you get oinus amaisrus, it gets bracha, which is going to be a later stage. The bi'alacha paskins like the goin. Bi'alacha in the one bi'alacha, he says that. Snack to the pre before it gets into maizus. If we make by adama, the ishin lekin lemaisa. Snack of the beralacha is to paskin like the vilna goyim. So two cases where it might be in a geyer. When your stomach brings down, you have sometimes the grapes, and sometimes some a little bit are like small and sour. So let's say it could be that's before into maizus, and therefore you should maybe adama won't be eights, and therefore those would not be. The right bracha. The Shevi Levi and Shuvah, and also based on the Chazanish, they want to say that the Metzias, which they're saying that Boiser is something which you're not sure what bracha is that something which is picked early and it's not really ripe, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be Adama. It's not in the ripened process. These are saying that's when they are fully ripe, which is a little bitter. Why? Because maybe the sun didn't get to it, and the proper weather. It's not shy, it's not really considered ripe, and therefore the ones in the Metzias, which we have in the Matzias, which we have in the Shuk. So I want to say those are all see, those all considered ripe, and therefore they want to say that'll keep its proper bracha. Another case is negated by tomatoes, green tomatoes. Green tomatoes, so Mishnayos and Maisos seem to say that in order for tomato to be considered ripe, when it's Maisos, is when it gets red. So green tomatoes, the whole thing brings down, we're not keep its bracha. It'll be for it's Maisos, and therefore we consider it hard dama. The later place, Gemara Shemazam and others, well, Shemazalman and others say that no, it's not true. It's a Maisos. There's a difference between these and Matthias is that anything which is not fully done is not going to change later on, and it just won't get ripe. If we see that naturally, it would change if you keep it outside, like we're saying with the grapes, you leave it around, it'll get this thing, or also these tomatoes. It naturally would change. Let's call it Shemazalman and others. Shemazalman is a stage in the Bishul process. And if it really, really got there, it just like, it's green, it just didn't, and if a naturally changed itself off the tree, that's a simen, that's not really the surprise. It's definitely won't say the green tomatoes will keep its bracha. Fine. So that's with boisa. Boisa, I'm not sure what it is. Therefore, you go ahead and make a boi pri ha-dama.
What's the
nice little thing? Kipshuta, I think the minigs make a dama. Now, other trees. So, in this, just in the halachas on the page, it comes out. There's baiser, which is hadama. When it comes to the zman, which is ready to be eaten. So, if it's anywhere like chafiyah day, chak, then there's no bracha. That's slap to it. This baiser, that's before Zadama. When it gets to the stage where it's Roy Lachila, if it's not Roy Lachil, I feel like Dev Chak, there is no bracha. And let's say you take the thing where it's not Roy Lachil, Dev Chak, and go ahead and you make it into, and you're now you're masakin it. Or bracha do you make on this? So the Mishmur brings down, it's considered eights, even masakin they are, you only make a shakal. It's like green and Siv Kimmel. There's, this is a little bit of a chiddish, even though we have, let's say, you have like egglies, it's not Roy Lachila, you go ahead and you masakin it, it comes into Roy Lachila and it gets its bracha. Over here it's different. What's the difference? The difference over here is this is something which it's in the process of getting ripe. If you keep it much longer, it would come Roy Lechel. Right now, it's not Roy Lechel. So even if I go ahead and now make a Roy Lechel through something else, that would not be its bracha, and that's going to be considered Dafka Shakel. The Shartzim brings down from the and others, which went Chelak Azeh, he says that whenever you eat the Gufa Pri, we don't care that it was bitter. And therefore, you make a bracha, simon and garinim, and those fine with sukhalak. According to the Ikkar Pesach Mishpura, if it wasn't relecha al-aydei oil, you fix it, we don't say it's considered a pre. Shlab bases, let's say relecha al-aydei etchak. So there, the Mechaber holds that it keeps the actual bracha, because now it's considered a shame pre. This is the biggest say, relecha al-aydei etchak is a shame pre. And that, those fine with the Mechaber, and they say that no, you only make a shakal, because being that it's only in the world, it doesn't get a shame pre yet, and therefore you're going to make a shame shakal. If afterwards you go and you make a sweet, then an achlami, and you sweeten it, that would be a shame pre, and that would, yes, sit it and you get a bracha. And the berlacha sees the passing like that, not like the mechaber, a royal chak. It's dafka if you sweeten it, otherwise you would not make a bracha. It's like a bracha. Fine, let's move on to Sif Gimel. Garinim, so the seeds. Nechlu, Tosfos, and the Rajbo. By Garinim, by Klipas. Do you say Garinim are, Tosfos says that Garinim gets a din of the eights, and gets a din of actual pre. The Rajbo says that no, Garinim does not get its pre, it's a Dhamma, because it's not the Ikkar pre. And being that's not the Ikkar Pri, you don't get a bracha. So machlekes over here, something which is not the Ikkar Pri, so the tuffle to the Pri, Tosfos says it gets an eight, and the Rashi says it gets a din of Adama. If they're very bitter, it's not right at all. So Mechaber says over there, it's you don't make a bracha at all, you can't eat it, but if you sweeten it, you make a shakal. In fact, all that greenim, if you're a greenim, but you sort of eight, that's how Mechaber is going. So if they're not right at all, you sweeten it, go ahead and make it into a. Back to its original bracha. What's the pshat? That doesn't come to its original bracha. And that, the malach, the mishpura, the goyim, the ram, the way they go is that, pshat is that, it's similar to what we said before. Someone's not roi lacha at all. And it's bitter. And go ahead and sweeten it, so that it's never chal shem pri on it. It's not roi lacha, it never has shem pri to it. And therefore, that It's not called pri at all. The fact that he sweetened it, it doesn't get its bracha. And that's how the Mishpura wants to go. That everyone agrees that if it's not relach at all, it doesn't have a shame pri to it. And if you go ahead and sweeten it, it's not going to retain, it's not going to get its bracha. Let's say greenim itself. On that, the Mechaber seems to say eights. Mishpura brings down that harbi achrin machalik. And they say that make a dama. It's not a pri. Achin hiskam agoin. It's a pasim agoin. It seems to be that's more than the tia of the Mishabur, the Paskin, that Garinim would be considered a Hadamah. So let's get to Allah. We're going to get different types of Garinim. So the Paiskin are Mechalik like this, that they say is so that an eighth goes down to Hadamah, then Hadamah goes down to Shahakal. You know, it's Nachas Kaidaga, and it would go down into a Shahakal. So Shaila is, what bracha do you make on watermelon seeds, or all those Pitzuchim, which are the all the kids buy, what bracha to go and make on it. So basically, mechalak like this. That the whole svar is not the ikar pri. If it's a minam yuchar, like by the watermelon seeds or the garinim, which they planted for them, they have a special zun for that, then avad, everyone agrees that's going to be the kapri. So the vada chaygana, those would, yes, be considered adama, and it's not going to lose its pri. Mashenkin, if you have watermelon seeds in your house, so over there, being that it's not made and planted for that, made for the watermelon, over there would be Nachas Kadaga, and the Chay Gavna would go with the sack of the grain and the other Rishonim, and it's going to be Shahakal. Sunflower seeds, they say also that it's planted on dust. Sunflower, not dust into seeds, and therefore those seeds would retain its bracha and would not go down its bracha. Now, B'negei Klipas, the Magna Brahma Taz HaMachlikas, that which Tesis says is going to be keep its bracha, what's it talking about? Gerinim? But Klipas was Exeus Akosiv, that it's Tafel to Pri, by Hilchas Arla, and we're not playing Hilchas Brachas, or who I didn't also apply in Hilchas Brachas. The Pesach and Mishabru is Yeis Deis Melech Reinim, some say Shakal, some say Gehei, some say Gadama. Therefore, Big Machlek is what to do. Do you say that the Klipas is only in Hilchas Arla, and about it's not a Pri and Shakal? Or do you say it's Tafel to Pri, it's Adama, or maybe it keeps his original Bracha? Therefore, what should one do? Shahakal, you should make a lechiv shahakal, and if you have to make eight sardam, you're going to be yoitza. Now, the place we say the two or three different types of peels. There's a peel which is like an apple appears, which everyone eats. About that's a chilek of a pri, that's not klipas, and about that gets the eights, about this is the bracha. There's a pri which is like orange peels, which people don't eat, then now you're going to make it into sugar covered orange peels. So that's already maybe that's going to be telling the shayla. And halacha l'maisa, you can go ahead and make a shakal on that. There is an interesting discussion of b'negeya esrig peels. What's the deal with esrig peels? Do you say it's like a klipa? And if we should use bracha? Mr. Krell is about to say that the whole esrig really is not really relacha, right? The whole esrig is you just make it and you take the peel and you have to sweeten it, you have to make it. So it could be the whole das of the planting, the whole das of the eating is also a das. The klipa, and if he wants to say that the klipa of the esrog, the thick klipa would be eights, the thin one would be shahakal. I have a couple more minutes to start Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis, the Mechaber brings down that it's mazikyu. Some which is mazikyu, you don't want to go make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? Some which person has no anafam, a person doesn't go ahead and make a bracha. This is important you say. If you have no anah, something which people don't eat, there is no bracha on it. Therefore, we discuss medications. Lamasha, do the medications need a bracha or not? So we say when it came to medications, there's no anna, there's no bracha. The Gemara says Mashenkein, if there is anna, the Gemara says that you would make a bracha. So the place we discuss what's our medications man as that. So tasteless, no bracha. If it has a taste, the pashtus hadavar is that you should make a bracha. Shemzam went to say that if you have something which has sugar and really bad something doesn't have a taste, and the sugar. You're just putting sugar on the pill, being that the sugar is tuffled to the actual pill, being that the pill is not something that's bracha, who would then the sugar is not mechayiv bracha. Even though normally ikker is tuffled, there's no bracha on the ikker, you make a bracha on the tuffle. Here the ikker is not a michael, being that's not a michael, Shem Zamazan said that you would not make a bracha. The pashas adav is more like a moshe and a v'yashiv, and avada, medications, if it has a sweet taste, avada one would go ahead and make a bracha on it. If you want to be machim or patrit, but not if it's sweet, kipshuta, you should go ahead and make a bracha on it. Toms, make a bracha. Listerine strips, we said that You know, some say, what do you mean? You're having enough of it if you have to make a bracha. We said, Lach L'maisa, that we said there's a sugya of tima, that tima doesn't need a bracha. We said, gum, you're trying to swallow it. It gets a bracha. Here, I'm not really trying to swallow it. If I want to swallow for the taste, I'll you make a bracha. Shoot. If I'm not trying to swallow it, the only reason why I'm swallowing it is because I really want the breath. The reason why I'm swallowing it is because I can spit it out, or I can swallow it. So that is like a tima. It's better than a tima. A tima is on a Michael. Here's not a Michael. If the string strips are nice, so we're not go ahead and need a bracha. But the sort of dove is something a person doesn't have enough from, a person would make a bracha. If a person eats like black pepper, or a person eats coffee or tea, just eat a pen. That's something which a person not enough from, therefore, he would not make a bracha. And the discussion of Benegea, Shemin Zayis Bizman Azeh. What do we do? Being that maybe Shemin Zayis Bizman Azeh, people are not enough from it. So therefore, maybe one should go ahead and make a bracha on Shem Zayis Zman Azeh. L'maisa, the place we say L'maisa, we're not nigg like that. We say that we don't say Shishtana. And L'maisa, you would, Shem Zayis, one would not make a bracha. Shem Zayis would pass. So there's discussion what Siddh Iker, what's the Tafel. The Mishavur goes, depends what's the Iker. If the Iker is the pass, Avada passes the Iker. It is Shayach that the Shem could be the Iker cases, but he doesn't go like the Shita Zarif. But rather normally the shemen, the pass is going to be Iker. If you're doing it with Ingrin, so it's interesting. Over there, Mishra says, if you're doing it for a fua, the shemen is Iker. Even if Ingrin's right. I'm saying, if you're doing it for taste, that means the machlokes of Ramataz, what's considered, do you go baser roiv, or do you go baser taste? One last halacha for today, and then tomorrow will be mamshech. Benigeya slaf. So slaf, I would say, that the Olin, Tamaris, and the Kafrisin, even though a person planted that Daitadaki, being that's not the Iker Pri, it doesn't get his bracha. Being that's not the Cheshiva's Pri, therefore it doesn't get the bracha, therefore you make Adama. Shengen Kafrisin is Iker Pri, over there one will make a Bai Pri, AIDS.